And on this Easter Sunday, we celebrate Christ's resurrection. But we need to say also, not only he lives, but he lives in me. And if he lives in me, it will show. Are you at peace? Are your fears and turmoil banished because Christ lives in you? He does that. Jesus living in us banishes. I mean, it's kind of like they can't coexist in the same house. And they're banished when Jesus is the master of the house, when he is the one that we surrender to. Are you filled with hope and joy and kindness and love? Are you guilt-free, knowing every one of your many sins and mine are all forgiven, all paid for, all erased from God's record? Each of those are qualities that result from saving faith. They don't result from making a decision. They don't result from, I did that. They result from the miracle, the transformation, the new birth, the regeneration of justifying faith in one who took my place and became sin for me. Each of those qualities come when we cry out, God, be merciful to me. Through Christ, when we confess that we have broken God's law. It's not society, it's not my parents, it's me. I have broken God's law. I am the sinner, as Jesus recounts, that Jesus died and rose to save. But all of that is a result of Christ living in me today. Do you know that? Today. In fact, I regularly assault people verbally in the visitor line. If you come to what Justin asks you to do, you'll get assaulted with this question. I do it every time. It's a wonder that they don't just say, I already heard it, but they all let me do it. They're waiting that long line, and I say, hey, if that ceiling that's 32 feet above your head, that's about 27,000 pounds of structural steel, collapsed on you right now, would you die with your sins or with them all on Christ? Almost invariably, they go, they're checking if I have it primed, you know, to pull and drop it right then, you know. And then they look back at me and they say, I don't know. Or most often, I hope so. Why? Why did you ask? And the reason we ask is we are an evangelical church. In fact, I was down passing out my little deals, the little 21-day and the invitation to church, and I came across someone and they said, actually, I didn't come across them. They stopped me in Panera. They said, it was 6:15 in the morning, and they went, hey, you. And I came over, and they said, I'm here every day, and you're here 2 days a week. And you always have these men that are dressed up carrying Bibles. What are you? And I said to that person, I'm forgiven. And they said, I meant what kind of church? I said, well, if Billy Graham went to church in Kalamazoo, he'd come here. Oh, okay. You're one of those kind. You know, just as I am, come forward, you need to be saved ones. Yeah. He had us tagged right away, you know. He wasn't. You understand, we have to proclaim a gospel that's an evangelical, that you're not born saved, you're not born into a saved family, and your family can't perform ceremonies to save you. That you are born, and I was born, a warped, twisted, wretched, murderous, lying, adulterous sinner. Now, that's how I was born. I don't have to do those things. Just my heart is that wicked. It's deceitful and wicked. And I have to call out to be saved from that condition. And at that instant, I'm born a second time. All my parents got me was headed to hell. And that's all your parents can get you headed to, is toward hell by your birth. It's the second birth that gets you through the door to heaven. You just need to ask yourself, is that what Jesus has done in my life?